There are still 10 House races too close to call, and a recount is expected in the Virginia Senate race, where Democrat Jim Webb leads Republican George Allen by about 7,000 votes. And speaking of that race, our colleague, Robert Siegel, offers these confessions of a mystified all-night vote watcher.
Last night, I was following the online county-by-county tally of the race for Virginia Senator. I've lived in Virginia for 30 years, and I'm fascinated by the evolution of its population and politics. Before my eyes, farms have turned into malls, rows of bungalows have turned into McMansions or new urbanist neighborhoods. A state where rural downstaters were once disparaged as apple knockers can now say the same of its upstaters, except the upstate apples are iPods and notebooks. So there, last night, on the State Election Board website, was big northern suburban Fairfax County going Democratic, and by much smaller margins so were the outer suburban counties Loudoun and Prince William. They used to be solidly Republican. And there were Virginia Beach and Roanoke going predictably Republican, and I saw nearly every polling place in every city and county reported, all 2,443 of them, except for three that are still missing. So, where are those three missing precincts? Well, it turns out they are in two counties down south on opposite shores of the James River. We've been told that last night at Mount Sinai Baptist Church in Ivor, Virginia, that's in Isle of Wight County, they tried to open the voting machine for the Raynor precinct, and it wouldn't open. The 383 ballots inside won't be counted until tomorrow afternoon at the county courthouse, with poll watchers from both parties looking on. And then there are two polling places in James City County that have no votes reported. According to the State Election Board, the second entry for Central Absentee Precinct C003 is empty, and so is the second entry for the Roberts B Precinct 0502. We called reporter Seth Friedland, who covers the county for the Daily Press. Central Absentee Precinct, line 2?
It is a computer anomaly. It's a statistical accident.
It doesn't really exist, just as the second of two polling places called Roberts B doesn't really exist.
The precinct line for the actual Roberts B extends into the James River. It's confusing, but basically there's a second district created there 100% over the James River.
You're saying that the second part of Roberts B 0502 is underwater?
Yes, and the registrar, A.J. Cole, told me that there are zero ballots cast from there because fish cannot vote.
They don't have valid ID. So, with a very close race for the Senate, the counties were canvassing today and they may be recounting all month, but for me at least, the mystery of the three missing precincts is solved.